Do we start the music?
Music now.
Happy Halloween.
Or the day after.
Or the day after November 1st.
Or the night late after. It's a spooky Friday night.
You know, I can't even tell if it's a full moon right now because I can't see the moon. It's too cloudy.
I had a power outage. Yeah.
You had a power outage. Was that last night or today?
It was last night. Yeah, luckily it wasn't now. While we're recording Game of Owns, I'm Zach.
Well, I'm Eric, and I can't say that my evening was that much more exciting. Actually, I saw the Ender's Game movie.
Now, I've been wanting to see that. How was it?
You know, I really liked it. I loved the book, so I was really worried, you know, how that sort of thing goes.
And how was it?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I think it made me feel the same things that the book made me feel at certain points, which was great. Very condensed timeline. He graduates school and like, a month as opposed to 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So you kind of got to watch out for that.
Bit of a change.
Yeah. Well, it affects a lot of other things like as consequences in the story. But if you can get past that, it's overall the visual effects are stunning and it's kind of one of those things where everything you ever saw in your head is now on screen and it's kind of cool for that reason.
Well, if you're just joining us right now, we're not talking about Game of Thrones season 4.
But
I'm sure
not.
The visual effects will be good.
Yes.
It'll be very, very great, I assume.
Yes, that is a game of its own, but I hope it's not the end.
It won't be. It can never be.
As far as Halloween stuff yesterday, the most costumes I saw was inside a supermarket. I mean, how boring is my life now?
Whoa. I mean, listen, there are Halloween off years, all right? I think we need to come out and say it right now. If those of you that are listening that maybe didn't have as crazy of a time as a good handful of our listeners did and those who sent in photographs and who submitted ones to Winter's Coming as well, it was okay that you didn't do that. It was totally fine. If you didn't even eat candy like me, it's just a Halloween off year. Just
you didn't even eat
it.
Candy?
No. Well, okay. I had to mail something. No, I had to sign for a package.
You're not sure if
the
you
other
ate
day.
Candy?
This doesn't count. I had to sign for a package like 6 days ago. And when I was in there was a little candy bowl. And it was one of those like maneuvers where you don't want anyone to see you do it, even though you know it's there for a reason. But I just, choom, and what I pulled out was the smallest Kit Kat bar ever made by man.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had that yesterday. Does that count?
No, that doesn't count. That's not really Halloween candy. That's just fortunate candy, surprise candy.
I know that you had multiple costumes, and we were having a text line with all the goo hosts trying to figure out when we were going to record this Friday episode. Mm-hmm. And Eric sends a picture of a man dancing. I did not know that this was you, but it was.
It was. It was. It was actually me / Elvis Presley / Albus Dumbledore.
Oh my God. That's what it was.
That's what it was. That's what it was. It was a wizard version of Elvis. And I got to tell you guys, you should see this costume. Basically, I worked with the people. I have Harry Potter robes, right? Who doesn't? And I believe, as has been mentioned before on this show, there was a Robin Hood costume at one point as well.
Yeah.
Which was all awesome. Made by the same people who made this costume with me. And the idea was to do a mashup. For some reason, it was actually their idea. And then they called me in and I said, well, I got to make a little movie of it, you know, kind of give it a narrative and have it be like Albus Dumbledore in his youth goes off to Nashville and it becomes known as a rock. He basically replaces Elvis, like in a world where
that is awesome.
There is no Elvis he replaces. So yeah, like, I don't really have the vocals to sustain something like that cool, but I tried anyway, and we made the video, and it's like a 15-minute documentary. It's on YouTube. You guys got to check it out. It was just fun. I spent 2 days in Bristol, Tennessee / Virginia. It's a border town, so half the time we were in Tennessee, half the time we were in Virginia. Literally, like, all the places we shot in this film were on Main Street, so you go, like, a block. We were in two states at once the whole time, but it was just two nights. It was fun as hell. You know, and I got to write like the parody songs of like Elvis stuff. It was a rocking good time. And that happened, it happened a month ago, and I finished the video and published it yesterday. So that's kind of what I did for Halloween, even though it happened last month.
I'm thinking of scenarios that he could be called like Albus Presley.
The name I settled on was Elvis Percival, because remember one of Albus's name, middle names, Albus Percival, Wulfric Byron Dumbledore or something, mm-hmm. But it's still up in the air. Like, the costume designer preferred, and it's Twin Roses Designs, by the way. And she'll do your Game of Thrones costumes. FYI, that's kind of the point of the video, is I wanted to kind of play up their custom order business, because I've used it in the past successfully for Robin Hood, and, you know, judge the Elvis harshly or not, however you wish, but it's pretty rocking. And essentially, like, she's there. I mean, costumes, robes, cloaks, clothing from all time periods is her specialty. So she'll do something, you know, as any way you want it. And it was a lot of fun, and certainly something that I don't know. I like costuming, apparently. I've always done it. Walking around New York City in Harry Potter robes is just no strain, you know?
Well, it looks like a large percentage of our listeners are on the same page as you, because we are looking at some of the awesome photographs everyone has sent in, and we wanted to meet with you guys tonight and this weekend because we just wanted to talk about it, because these are awesome. So Eric and I are meeting, and we're like, all right, let's record this episode. This will be fun. And then the idea comes around that this music will start playing.
That's right, gentlemen and ladies. The Winter is Coming has hosted, or played host to, really just submissions are now posted on their website. All good Halloween, Game of Thrones inspired Halloween costumes.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of an experience that Eric and I are going to have together as we scroll down your list of Halloween 2013 costumes.
All right, guys, we're opening this up to Twitter. Some of you sent in at Game of Owns your costumes for this brilliant season. And let me see, the first one in this inbox is Kate Appleby, who submitted her Khal Drogo outfit. Look at that. That is a canvas burlap flap, if I have ever seen one.
It's interesting. It's good to see a chick Khal Drogo, you know. Check it, the Khaleesi.
Chick Khal Drogo. Yeah. I would not have... Yeah, you can gender switch some costumes and it works. Others, it doesn't. Like a male Cersei? Actually, that might work.
I would love to be Russell a male Brand. Daenerys.
Let's see. Sophie Lamont sent in my kind of typical... hey, how cool is a character when you can say, like, doing her for Halloween is typical?
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think Daenerys is quite there yet, but perhaps among our circles it is. Sophie Lamont, again, her Daenerys Halloween costume, handmade from scratch. That is mighty blue.
In a large, circular-shaped, could be a half moon or it could be the whole moon mirror. You never know.
I love that mirror. We love your mirror, Sophie.
Great mirror, Sophie. And I like the fish on the shower curtain as well. And actually, it complements the blue.
Yes! It does, actually. Perhaps that's why she's posing in the bathroom.
But she goes on to say, also, I love the podcast. You guys do a great job. Please forgive me for the bathroom selfie. I do not have a longer mirror. #4. Oh, no. No, the half moon's great.
Yeah. And again, we mentioned your shower curtain. It's pretty inspired.
Here's another costume from Megan Webster, who also goes as a nice blue Daenerys. And let's note her second photograph with Catelyn and Lord Eddard Stark.
Lord Eddard Stark. I like that, Lord Eddard. Next up, we have a post on Facebook from Amanda Vivian Howard. She sent us a photo. This is interesting. An Amazon Kindle.
Yeah, I like this. This is a very, very creative costume.
So it's like the screen of the Kindle, and on the screen... It is the Game of Thrones series, Song of Ice and Fire series, and some Harry Potter books.
See that little mix there? Throw in the flavor. Extra spice.
We have to support ya.
Also, there's a bloody man right beside this person. And you're inside of the box. Oh, my God.
Where are your eye holes? I see them.
Oh, I don't see the eye holes.
I think they're like, no, that's either tape or slits or you're blind. Well, either way, I hope
it
went well for you.
Yes. Hope you made it home safely because you were blind.
Amanda Vivian. All right, taking it over to Winter is Coming. Like Eric said, we have a long, long list here. And I just want to say that this is a spoiler alerted section. Not really, though. We've got Talisa Robb, Roose Bolton, Catelyn Stark, Red Wedding style, and I think that the stabby stomach is not too far. I think it's absolutely hilarious in this state.
The stabby stomach. See, I would hate to do that to a dress.
Well, you know, it's fashion before comfort, or fashion before the price of your belongings.
Yeah, pain is gain, I guess, right?
Yeah, and then we have Rob Wind, which, oh, man. Drinking a little bit of soda pop there, it looks like.
Oh, you know what? This is cool. These young, lovely ladies here as the Frey Band.
Oh, my God. The cardboard violin. That is great. Yes.
And that is quite good. But also, they're wearing a shirt with a castle on it for the twins.
Uh-huh. And she's got the wolf hat on, because that happened as well.
Props to the Frey Band.
Yeah, the Frey Band's great.
Oh, next. It looks like we have a Daenerys and a Melisandre.
And she's got one egg, and Melisandre has no eggs. I wonder who is jealous.
You know, that's a badass Melisandre costume. I don't really think they make sleeves that do that.
No, those are custom sleeves. They definitely have to be.
Yeah.
I can tell a custom sleeve from a mile away, Eric.
Huge group shot. Oh, and we have, you know, Winter is Coming was nice enough to caption this for us here.
Yeah, we've got the Hound.
Oh!
The Lord of Bones. His face is gone. Ill and pain, Lyanna Stark, a silent sister, just one of them, a silent sister, Rhaegar Targaryen, a Fossaway Archer, and friends.
And friends.
I like that.
Hey, you know what? We love friends, and we have friends, and we are friends. So group shots not only win, they own, and especially with friends who are not yet initiated into Game of Thrones-ness.
We have a Daenerys, a Melisandre. We also have King Joffrey on a very, very... That's a good throne, I think. I don't know what it's made out of, but I think they did a pretty badass
great,
job.
That is a great throne. You know, there's this group shot here with Shay of... But here's the most awkward pairing ever, because it's Shay, it's Joffrey, it's Jon Snow, and it's a dragon.
Also one
they
of the
will
dragons.
Never meet. They will never, ever, ever meet.
Foreshadowing.
Okay, I don't know that for sure, but there's no Tyrion, so Shay's without Tyrion. She's sitting next to Joffrey. She's awfully happy about it.
She is.
Joffrey's got his crossbow, so watch the hell
he's
out.
He's still
Jon
shooting
Snow.
Someone, man. Yeah, but Jon Snow's happy. He's by his side and having a great time. Look, and the dragon is drunk or has been having soda pop, but look, Joffrey wants to shoot someone.
You know what? Maybe Jon Snow is a Targaryen after all. He's this close to the Iron Throne. I'm starting to like what I see.
Oh, and Shay is too, and the dragon is as well.
Look at that.
That could just be Dany with a haircut just wearing Joffrey's clothes, you know.
Actually, I think that's a chick dragon as well, based on the breastplate.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I bet those wings actually come out and retract.
And you can fly with them. Please don't try it home.
At least glide. How about that? Now, look at this. Just below, Khal Drogo and Daenerys Stormborn.
That's a good call. I like that.
That is a good call. And that's not a selfie, actually. It looked kind of like a mirror shot at first, but actually they got a friend to take a photo of that. I love the scar by the eye. That really is intense.
Situates the outfit.
Actually, there's a little bit of a nip slip going on, Khal Drogo, in this photo. If you've seen this, so for your Khal Drogo nip slip fantasies, go to winterscoming.net to realize your dreams.
Cersei, Melisandre. Oh, that's interesting. This looks like we've got. Is that Loras? Or is that Viserys? You know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. It looks like we got a Viserys and a Dany.
Yes.
Brother-sister pair, you know? So I wonder if they're brother and sister in real life or if they're, like, boyfriend-girlfriend. That'd be a little weird.
I'm trying to Sherlock Holmes the picture, and all I see is an empty grape drink jug. So I can't really tell. Are you guys kin or not? That's the question we're all wondering.
That is what we were wondering. But good costumes, nevertheless.
Yeah, great costumes. Honestly, this list is full of great costumes. One of my favorites is Hodor holding the Cabbage Patch Bran, and then right next to him, his friend. That has... that's got to be Arya and a wolf.
It's got to be.
Or Jon and a wolf.
The Cabbage Patch brand is really just... Somebody cut that kid's hair, seriously.
And then my favorite picture. We've got the thief and the Daenerys.
he's got a tail, I think.
Yeah, no, on further investigation on the mouse over, it is Daenerys and her full-size dragon. So I like that. He's a tall man.
Oh, right below that, it's Sansa and her wolf lady. Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't get much better than that. He's got a nice big fetching stick as well.
That is a nice, you know, somebody had a sunny Halloween. Let's just say that. Okay, below that we got Margaery and Cersei. Very nice. Red silk and white silk. They're very reflective in the light. I like
that's
it.
That's good. We got another... The Call Dany combo is still great. Even the guy behind it in the pirate hat, it still works.
People really aren't... Yeah, that's... I mean, you know, it's just like not... It's like cool. It's solid.
Yeah, you don't give it up. Don't give it up. And we've got Hodor and we've got Bran and Winterfell on the driving board.
I love about Hodor and the Bran is actually the Winterfell. Is actually the Winterfell on the whiteboard, but also that the Hodor and Bran appear to be the same size in real life. They're probably the same height, these two ladies who did the Hodor and Bran, but I love it. Another all-female duo, we have Daenerys and her dragon Drogon, who is perched on the stairs, but it looks like, because she's behind her, that she's perched on her shoulder.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. That's a very inventive camera angle there. And some balloons that aren't quite in the photograph, it looks
and
like.
And some pretty hot nail polish on the dragon, to be honest.
It's like fire.
It's exactly like fire.
Oh, and below that, we've got, on a slightly sadder note, we've got a bleeding heart tree and also the King of the North.
King of the North nailed to a door. You know what,
with
though?
Arrows.
That does beat the witch who flew in off a broom and slammed into the door.
That does.
You know, because, like, that was funny the first 15 years it existed, but now somebody is able to top it with doing a Robb Stark door placement.
Yeah, I like that. It's got the Game of Thrones Stark actual t-shirt on. It's got this sign on that says King of the North in, like, quotes. It's like, bleh. And then, of
so
course...
So it's unfortunate. You have to be a certain kind of person to display that on your front door.
I think it's great. It's like the perfect, like you were saying, it's like the perfect, like, you know, centralized, related, geeky door thing.
Yeah, some people will get it, and for everybody else, there's MasterCard, or, you know, it's got arrows in it. You know, it's unfortunate. Somebody's died. It still fits, even if you aren't sure what it is.
It's Halloween, and it's meant to be for blood.
But we get it immediately, of course.
And Stark-o-lanterns, apparently.
Stark-o-lanterns. Stark-o-lanterns.
Also a nice big drag-o-lantern down
yes,
low.
Yes, I could not do that if
it's
I tried.
Hydra.
Also, apparently there are more images on Tumblr, which we must bid you adieu in this section of the Game of Owens podcast. But we encourage you to check out Winter is Coming Tumblr for more costumes.
Yeah, Ours is the Fury did a fantastical job of putting all this together, because a lot of you guys submitted your stuff through Tumblr as well, so be sure to check that out, because we couldn't even begin to chip the surface of what you all have been doing for Halloween. But I'm glad everyone has such a great time. It looks like it was a big party, and it'll get even crazier, I'm sure, as the years progress and we get more bloody things to portray during Halloween.
Yeah, this makes me feel like I missed out on like 27 huge parties.
Right?
That were like all really cool.
I had no idea, Brain Candy, the second comment on the page, just want to throw this out there. He says, is that first standing holding an avocado? shout out for the avocado. And also, yes, it appears to be a very large and delicious avocado.
I got
to
look it. Where's the avocado? Oh, yep. Yep, there we are. Hey, that reminds me of you and the guacamole in Florida, Zach.
I know, right? Well, Florida will happen again. Those yes, kinds of things will take place. They will occur. But unfortunately, this is one of those times in the weekend where we have to say, we have a post-Halloween as well, and that needs to be gotten to.
You know, some of these parties that we just had insights into, some of these costumes may still be going on. It's only 6 p.m. on November 1st, right?
It's true.
Do you think it's possible that if I were to go out right now in Chicago, I may be able to find one of these parties still going on?
I think that you should get dressed in your costume and at least give it a shot.
As Elvis?
At the very least, go give it a shot and report back in and let us know on Monday what happened.
I will do that. I'm going to be scouting out for some Melisandes and some, you know, because this is the first weekend. So I hope there are still parties. And you know what? I'll tweet about them. I'll tweet Game of Owns. I'll tweet from Game of Owns. If I'm still able to locate any Game of Thrones costumes out there, and you guys will know what that's for. So I'm going to keep an eye out. I'm going to go out looking right now for more direwolves and Daenerys's or Daenerys or Daenerys. What's the plural of Daenerys?
Oh, that's a really hard, that's a tough call. There can be only one, so let's not even explore that option.
There can be only one.
I am the mother of dragons. We will be returning on Monday.
Yes, we have it is the Catelyn chapter.
The Catelyn chapter. So
the
you don't
Catelyn
miss
chapter.
That. You don't. We've got some owns already stockpiled up. We've got some tweets already stockpiled up. A few reviews. That's about it. That's honestly all we have to say. So catch us on Monday. We will join your lives once again.
We hope that you all have had a safe and thronesy Halloween.
Also thrilling. I'm Zach Louie.
I'm Eric Skull. Stay thronesy, San Diego.